Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. A good evening. Welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America. Cross country and around the globe here. A Thursday into a Friday. Marty Terrell with Dominic Jimenez along the way. DJ Shields is going to chime in. Plus, we'll talk to a former NFLer, former receiver with the Cowboys, and had a cup of coffee with the Rams, played in Canada as well. We'll do that coming up here. We'll sweep the bottom of the hour with that. Lots to get to, obviously. Final tune-ups for four teams, actually. You get their final tune-ups tonight. You get Colts, Bengals. You can't get too wound up over these games. Bears, Chiefs. Look, Midwest, you get a little excited. But listen, Caleb Williams not playing. What's Mahomes going to do? Maybe a series? I have no clue. And do you gander into it? I'll stay with the baseball, to be honest with you. Mets, Padres gets me, we'll follow that one into the night. That is a big spot. You know, the Mets just came off two walk-offs in 3 days at Citi Field. Lindor is really starting to assimilate himself with being a huge star in New York. Good piece on the web today about Francisco Lindor. And so the Mets in a big spot out in San Diego. This is a 10-game West Coast sojourn. And it's going to be I don't think all 10 games are on the coast, but this will be a big spot. So the Mets, I think their season's going to turn over the next week and a half. No doubt about that. So we'll keep an eye on the baseball. Mariners fired Scott Servais today. No surprise there. Dan Wilson, you knew this guy ultimately was lying in the wings, not lying in the wait, but yeah, the wings, wait, whatever. Dan Wilson will take over. They bring Edgar Martinez, who, this is an all-time great Mariner, Edgar Martinez. So listen, they're in the Mariners can't hit a lick. I mean, they really can't. They can't score runs. Defensively, they're not bad. Their pitching's been okay. They just have they're offensively challenged. They can't score, and so their playoff hopes are done. So they might as well pull the plug on Service, and he is out the door there. And then Kirk Ferentz, the Iowa coach, got one game slap on the wrist, banned for a recruiting violation. A tampering is what it was. And getting quarterback Cade McNamara to come to Iowa when he was departing Michigan. So we'll weigh in on all that, get it going here as we roll along here, Thursday into a Friday on Sports Overnight. Keep it right here.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at burn.blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water,
and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Welcome back here as we get it going here on a Thursday into a Friday, Sports Overnight America. Again, DJ Shields coming up. We're going to talk some football with him. Bengals, Colts tonight. That one is, I believe, on Prime, and then we'll get Chiefs, Bears on the NFL Network. But I guess the big story, and I guess I could get away with leading with it, right? The Kirk Ferentz situation at Iowa. Otherwise, I look like I'm just throwing it under. Yeah, I'm looking like an Iowa apologist. So, yeah, suspended the head coach. Just now, look at this. Isn't just any old coach. Now, listen, longest tenured coach. You could make the case. I will make the case. This is a black eye for not only Iowa, the Big Ten. It's a black eye. You know, Michigan's kind of collateral here again because McNamara came out of the Michigan program. Ferentz and his assistant, John Budmeyer, a guy they got from Wisconsin. Hey, listen, they tampered. You know, they don't call this a recruiting violation because they weren't recruiting nothing. This was a transfer situation. It's kind of like free agency. It's tampering. Okay. It's like you contact a baseball player outside the free agency window. Okay. This is tampering. And Pete Thamel, I thought at ESPN, did the best job with all these other guys in the Big Ten Network dancing around. It's like, you know, spit it out. He was tampering. And you can't do it. And so, you know, he's lucky he only got a one-game ban. But the NCAA – now, this is an Iowa suspension. The NCAA – this is not an NCAA thing, okay? So this is the new AD there, Beth Getz, who I understand Ferentz and her do not like each other. I just – some of her quotes when she took over, when Gary Barta was booted out the door, some of those quotes I think really bothered Ferentz. I think he keeps his mouth shut. You got to bring Brian Ferentz back into the equation. They fired his son. That bothers anybody. You can sit there and tell us it doesn't. Oh, it's no big deal. Baloney. I don't care. Blood's thicker than water. Oldest cliche in the book. Iowa's crumbling here a little bit. This is Iowa. You know what? And I won't even – maybe I don't say crumbling. You know what I think Iowa is? Iowa is in a transition that they don't like. This is going to be an uncomfortable transition. I'm going to go so far as to say – Just bookmark this day, August 22nd, 2024. Just bookmark this day as a real strong milepost with A. Ferentz headed towards the door, which he will anyways because what's he been around? Let me look it up. What, 27 years now? This is his 26th year. Okay, so listen, he's been there for a quarter of a century, for crying out loud. Longest tenured coach in college football. Does he need the aggravation? He's making making $9-10 million. You think he doesn't need this aggravation? Yeah, he'd like to go out on a high note. Last year, 10-4, But their last five bowl games, one of them was scrubbed. The Music City Bowl, I believe it was, right, in 20, was scrubbed by COVID with Mizzou. But they blew out Southern Cal in the 19 Holiday Bowl. And then, you know, you had COVID wipe out the Missouri Music City Bowl. And then you had two back-to-back years where they split with Kentucky. They lost one and they won one, Citrus and Music City. And then they come back to the Citrus and they get blown out last year, 35-0, Tennessee, and Brian Ferentz fired. And, you know, all this mess. Now you've got the Cade McNamara tampering. And that's a hell of a price to pay, even though it's a one-game suspension. Seth Wallace will be the interim coach to sub for Ferentz. It's against Illinois State. It's a glorified scrimmage. No big deal, right? No big deal. But a little bit of a black eye. Here's what I do know. It's still a price to pay for McNamara, who the minute he got to Iowa, blows out his knee, missed the entire year. And he's being beaten out right now, or is in a photo head-bobbing finish with another transfer from the Big Ten, Northwestern's Brendan Sullivan, who's now wearing a Hawkeye uniform and very well could be the starting quarterback. So you know what? You tamper for a backup and an injured backup at that. So, but, you know, like I said, benchmark the day, August 22nd, when this comes down. This is university. It's a level 2 infraction. I feel like Iowa knows. I think they've communicated. They obviously have communicated with the NCAA. Ferentz gave a very vanilla, you know, ho-hum comment. You know, it took it right out of the boilerplate. Yeah, I'm sorry. A horrible thing. And I'm a Ferentz guy. I mean, I think this guy's a hell of a coach. He's done a great job. Iowa's never going to win a national championship, but in the expanded playoff, they should figure most years. Like, you could make that case basically for 90% of the Big Ten schools and the same for the Big 12 and the other schools. You know, it's going to be a year in, year out. You got to feel like you can be a top 12. You're not going to get in every year when you're in Iowa. You're not going to get in every year if you're a Missouri, a Kansas, a K-State, even an Okie State, Iowa State. You're not getting in every year. Colorado is on the come. But I will say this. I'll leave it at this. Ferentz gone for a game. Just bookmark this as this is more cracks in the armor. This is more cracks in their foundation, the Ferentz Foundation, which has been around a long time. Maybe it's getting a little crusty, a little bit old. An AD who he does not like, you know, she makes a big deal out of, she was a field hockey star, which, I mean, to come out and compare that to some of these other stories about success in sports. I mean, Beth Getz, give your head a shake, would you please? And that's not a sexist comment. It's just, let's put it in, come on. I mean, who shows up at field hockey? You know, your sorority mates, your family, a few friends, right? People walking around with book bags, eating apples, and reading their homework assignment. That's who goes to field hockey. At football games, there's 80,000 there, okay? There's national television, all right? There's tailgating. I mean, field hockey would have to play for 100 years before they would be able to cover one rake from a Saturday at Kinnick. So let's stop the nonsense with Beth Getz. You know Ferentz does major eye rolls the minute he listens to her speak. I mean, she's weird. She is a strange AD. She's keeping a seat warm. Iowa hires the goofiest ADs in the world. I swear to God. I mean, Barta was a nice guy, but he was goofy. They just hire goobers. I mean, they really and truly do. Anyways, I leave it at that. All right. You know, I'm disappointed. You know, do you feel the trend right now, though, in pro football? It used to be you get to the, you know, when they had four preseason games, the last preseason game is the one where you get to see somebody and they're really tuning up. Now they've gone the other way. Now teams are saying, oh, that last one, we're not going to get this close to the altar. We're not getting this close to the opening of the season, the first coin flip of the year, and we're not – the Bears are saying this. We're not putting Caleb Williams out there tonight and having him get his bell rung and his knee blown out, and there goes our franchise. So, but it still bums you out. But, hey, listen, you know what? September 8th is right around the corner. Let's not get too crazy. Bear fans are excited. It's even nicer because now you got Hard Knocks there. And if you're a real Bears fan, you're getting some juice. You know, you're getting some footage. You're getting some close-ups. Hard Knocks, only Hard Knocks can give you that kind of a front row seat to training camp. So I don't shed a tear for the Bears fans who aren't going to see Caleb tonight. Hey, would I like to turn on the, But I like to turn on the NFL Network tonight and see Caleb Williams, for, a quarter, even two or three series. You betcha I would. Now, will I watch that game tonight? You know, if it's on in the background, I might pay attention. But the minute 8:40 my time rolls around, Dylan Cease, Padres, Mets, here we go. That's got my attention. So, I listen, when the season transitions to football, college and pro, I'm out of baseball limb, and there's only a few of us little baseball birds out on the limb here in the branch crack, because everybody else is getting off the branch, getting down the tree, and getting ready to put their fannies in football seats. Me, on the other hand, I love the football. I'll be there. Going to get to that Michigan-Texas game here coming up a week from Saturday. Pumped up about that. Other big games coming down the pike. But keep me glued, because I think this baseball postseason is going to be juicy. Very juicy. And I'm fading Baltimore again. I'm fading the Dodgers again, even though they'll probably make me look bad. So there's some good stuff coming down the pipe. All right, DJ Shields, he is going to be a regular. He is a regular. He's bringing on a special guest. We're going to have some fun here. We're going to toss the football around here. We're coming back. This is Sports Overnight America. We are presented by Innovative Wellness, those wellness athletic supplements, those nutrients, those supplements. You need them. You're working out. You're hydrated. You're feeling better. You got to get that inflammation squared away. How so? You get to innovativewellness.center. Innovativewellness.center. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. We're coming right back. Who done it? Who stole my baby?
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Right, back here on Sports Byline. We're heard across the country on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, MyTuner, all these great streaming sites, wherever you get your favorite podcast, like iHeart. That's where you can hear this show. All right, let's go on football with our buddy DJ Shields. He's got a special guest, and I always love it when we can talk to a guy who's really put on the helmet. He wore the cowboy helmet. He wore the Ram helmet, DJ. He's a buddy of yours, and you can tell us the backstory, but this ought to be fun for the next 14 minutes or so. How are you, DJ? What's going on?
My man, Marty, Terrell, what's cracking, baby? That's the first thing I got to get out. How you doing today? Let's go. You know I'm ready.
I'm doing great. Hey, tell us, introduce your guest, and then I got some questions because this is a good get, and I'm excited to talk about him. He wore the Cowboy Star. He wore the Ram Horns. He had a cup of coffee up in the Canadian League, Abilene Christian College Football. Anytime you can play a game in the National Football League, you get my attention, DJ. Why don't you introduce him?
Yes, sir. So this is my buddy Raymond Radway. Raymond, thank you for coming on the show today. Raymond and I go back from when he first came in the league. Man, I have a crazy story, but I may say that until the end. But, you know, Ray played for the Cowboys. We met his first year when he came into the league. He was a rookie. I'll let him go into that story. But we met. Long story short, we became friends. We became roommates. I did his sports management. And this dude was so talented, man. He was a track star at Abilene Christian University. Not only could he fly, he could catch the ball, he could run, he could play football, and he ended up becoming one of my best friends in life, and he still is today. But, Ray, what up, Ray? What up, baby? Let's go!
Man, I'm out here living, loving life, man. Too blessed to be stressed. You hear me?
Hey, Raymond, this is Marty. Thanks for coming on. DJ, you and I will go back and forth. Raymond, I want to talk to you. You know, we see it on Hard Knocks. We see it on television. It's cut down time of year. Can you tell us what that's like being in an NFL camp? You're walking around with your playbook. You're staying in camp. You're getting ready. You're getting down to 53. Can you take us inside that tension, that stress, that anxiety, as you know that teams are cutting down to 53? Let me hear.
Yes, sir. Well, when I came in, it was that lockout year, so I was the 16th receiver called to the Dallas Cowboys. So it was a lot of stress for me seeing guys go every week, and you know, getting down to those final games and kind of being nervous and on the bubble of getting cut or not getting cut. You know, that's when you really got to dial in to having everything on point. You know, the routes have to be if the route is 15 yards, you better run 15 yards and then break that route off. You know, every ball that comes to you, you better make sure that you catch it and maximize those opportunities. You know, I know these guys are feeling it now and being on the bubble and kind of in that bubble seat and getting ready to either make that 53 or try to perform before the other 31 teams that are looking at them also.
Yeah, and DJ, when you were working with Raymond, you were probably with him when he was facing cut down day like all those other guys. You know, that's where you turn to your friends, you turn to your teammates. But, man, this time of year, you don't want the coach calling you down to his office. You want to hide is what you want to do, right?
That's right, man. I think so. When I met Ray back then, you know, we became friends, and I did his sports management, and Ray was – you know, they had Dez Bryant back then, Dwayne Harris. Those were my guys, too. But Ray had the ultimate speed. He had the track speed. He was a track star at Abilene Christian, but he could play football as well. So when he was called in to his position, man, he did great. Ray did he did awesome, you know, going into Cowboys camp. And I think it's just, like you said, it's an everyday battle. People don't understand with when you're a pro athlete and you have to go through the things that you have to go through, it's not – the guys on the C team don't make it, man. These are the best guys in the world, even if they make the practice squad. So, Ray, when I met him, he worked really hard. He had an unfortunate injury. I don't know if you guys watched the game or looked on YouTube, but he had broke his leg. But before he broke his leg, and I say this with confidence, and I was friends with Dez, Dwayne, all these guys that I worked with, Raymond was the best out of all of them. And he broke his leg and had an unfortunate situation, but he kept it going, and that's it.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, how is life for you now when you look back? Obviously, you got to experience something. What are you doing with your life right now when you see training camp coming to an end, the season start? Do you still have that little inner clock that wants to go out there and just really, you know, the air is changing. We're going from summer to fall, even though in parts of the country it's still over 100 degrees. But this time of year, what's your mindset now this time of year, this time of your life? Let me hear.
Oh, for me, it's always Cowboys football, man. I'm ready for us to get back out there and see what we can do. You know, the Cowboys is always looking for that next
year.
We've been out of it for a long time, and every year I feel like we have a team to get back there, you know. So that's where my mindset is at the beginning of every year. It's Cowboys Super Bowl.
What's going on with C.D. Lamb? Tell us give us your take. What's going on there? I mean, he wants his money. Why are they playing games with a guy that good? Why are they playing games? Let me hear.
I mean, the Cowboys have done this in the past. You know, they did it with Zeke. Zeke set out for a little bit to get his contract. I feel like CeeDee Lamb is doing what he's supposed to do. It's his first contract after his rookie contract, and he's in a position to change the market at the wide receiver position. And, you know, those guys don't get multiple times to actually change, you know, the standard for what each position is going to get. So this is his time to actually do that, and I think he's doing the right thing with trying to maximize his opportunity and get what he can on his next contract.
Yeah, it feels like it's going to get resolved here pretty quick. DJ, we talked about this a little bit earlier this week. You feel like that thing's coming close to getting done? I mean, any developments today?
Man, I think again, no developments today, but I think they have to get it done. You're looking at a guy like CeeDee Lamb. He's a game changer, right? So you have three other guys that you really don't know how they will produce. CeeDee Lamb, you know what he's going to do. He's a top three, top five receiver in the league, and I understand he wants his money. But like Ray said, when I used to work with Ray and other guys, you want your money because you never know when it will end. So I can sympathize with that. I know what CeeDee wants. At the same time, the Cowboys better get it done. They don't want to drag it out too long, because if they do and he's not starting, he's not in the lineup the first week of football, then tensions start to kind of boil up. And when that starts to happen, guys like that know they're good and they want paid, they want to go somewhere else. I mean, plain and simple.
Yeah, Ray Radwell with us. That's the DJ Shields, Ray Radwell, former Cowboy and Ram, with us. Ray, let me ask you this. McCarthy's on the hot seat. I mean, they have to make a deep run. They've made it known. Belichick is out there. Belichick is not going to be doing TV at this time next year. He's going to be coaching. There's a lot of sentiment saying that if McCarthy walks the plank and gets fired in Dallas, it's going to be one and only one phone call by Jerry Jones to Bill Belichick. What's your take on that? How much pressure is McCarthy facing in your estimation this year in Dallas?
Man, I think I don't know if Belichick would be the right fit, because Belichick likes to run this team, and everyone knows that the Jones family runs the Dallas Cowboys. So I don't know how that relationship would actually work out with those guys, with the egos that both parties have as far as like running their team and what they want and what they want to see from their team. So I don't know if Belichick would be the right fit, but I would love to have him over there and get things done for sure.
Well, with 8 Super Bowl appearances, I think Belichick could walk into Jones and say, Jerry, look, you want to win a championship, I need control. And you're right, there's huge egos here. They did this drill before with Parcells, and it didn't work out exactly the way they thought or had hoped. You know, those are the two peas in a pod, Parcells and Belichick. In fact, I always call, I mix up their names. But that is going to be interesting. DJ, you said from day one, you think even if McCarthy goes, you don't see Belichick any way being a fit in Dallas. That's what you said.
Not at all, man. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think he will be a fit at all, because if you look at his track record, I know he has, you know, the Super Bowls and whatnot. But he's a great coach, but who really won those Super Bowls? After watching football all these years, even fans know it. When you take Tom Brady away, like you took him away, he went to Tampa Bay, won a Super Bowl. What did Belichick do? He could not win. So I'm not saying he's not a good coach. He's a great coach. Him and Brady have a great relationship. He's a very good mentor. But can he put his team together? Like Ray said, coming to the Dallas Cowboys, the Jones run everything, and he wants to do it his way. I don't think it'll work, man. I don't think. Look, you got to look for youth, right? Most of these teams are going for youth. If you have youth coaches that come up with new ideas, new schemes, different things like that, the 60, 70-year-old coaches, and I don't mean no offense, but that's kind of over with. So I don't think Belichick can do anything for the Cowboys. I think if they hired him and fired McCarthy, that'd be a terrible mistake.
Well, we're going to find out before you know it, because the season's right around the corner. Listen, guys, we are out of time. Raymond Radwell, thank you so much. Hey, Ray, let's do this again. You sound great. You do a great job on the radio, a great contact. Thank you, DJ. Let's bring him back. He can do some analysis for us during the year. This would be outstanding on your segments to have Ray Radwell involved. Thank you, gentlemen.
Let's do it,
thank
man. That's my guy. Ray, what up? I'll call you in a minute. Bye.
All right, good job, fellas. There you go. All right, DJ Shields, Ray Radwell, who, again, Cowboys, Rams, Calgary, Stampeders, a little cup of coffee with the Canadian Football League as well. I'm Marty Terrell. This is, as we roll towards a Football Friday, our first Football Friday of the year. Tomorrow, we head to New York, U.S. Tennis Open. We're coming back here. Lots to get to here on Sports Overnight.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell. Yeah, the baseball, Padres, Mets gets my attention. That'll be a big series. Let me just, if I can, let's see if I can whittle it down here. I'll spend a few moments on this. I'm gonna whittle it down. Well, first of all, we had a lot of afternoon baseball. Telling you right now, I'm going to put the Cleveland Guardians right now on an endangered species list. Team is not doing well right now. Can't score a run today. Now, granted, they got the best we've seen out of Gerrit Cole in a long time. Stanton went yard. Judge hit his 48th, 6-0 Yankees over the Guardians. I'll tell you right now, I think they're going to spit the bit. I think they're going to lose that division. And I'll tell you the problem is they're pitching. I mean, they've got a decent closer. They got a very good closer, in fact. B+, A- closer. You got to get to your closer. And the lineup is good. I mean, you look at the lineup that Cleveland rolls out there. Kwan is excellent. Fry, Freeman, Naylors, Ramirez. They've got a lot of pop, but you got to have pitching. And this time of year, they just look thin, and they were farting around at the deadline and really didn't do squat, which is really kind of a head scratcher. All right, let me just roll this up here, and I will tell you right now. I'll go right through it. Okay, here's how I see the American League right now. Yankees will win that division. Baltimore obviously will be the wild card. Right now you're going to get Yankees, Baltimore, Boston in that order. I'll get to the wild card in a moment. Royals are only two out. Now I can't sit here and tell you that I've got the schedule all figured out. I haven't done it yet, but I will effort to do so. But you've got Cleveland by two over both, not just one. Both Royals and Twins breathing down their neck. And I think the Twins ultimately could win that division. Obviously they could. I think they will. How about if I make a definitive statement? Mariners are five out. They fire Scott Service today. They're toast. Forget it. I mean, Texas obviously not going anywhere. They're 10 games under 500. Defending champions, blah, blah, blah. All right. So those are the divisions. Astros will win the West. I've got the Twins winning the Central, and this is not going to be good news for Boston, for my Red Sox. Not going to be good news because the wild card, if the Yankees do what I think they're going to do, then the wild card in the American League is going to look like this. It's going to be real simple. I've got the Yankees, I've got the Twins, and I've got Houston winning the division. So now you're going to have a wild card situation where you're going to have Orioles, Royals, and Astros in all probability. So the Red Sox and Astros, who just completed a series, will be in a dogfight. Tampa Bay beaten again today out in Oakland 3-1. They're out of it. They're 6.5 back right now on the wild card. I don't know if that includes today's Mariners, same deal. So the American League, to me, is really, I think we're going to see flip-flops. We're going to see two teams win divisions. Actually, three teams win divisions we didn't think. Nobody saw Houston after the start that they had this year really being good enough and suitable to win the West. But they're going to win the West. Now, a lot of that is because Seattle can't score, can't hit a lick. So almost by default, we give it to the Astros. But they've done the requisite work. All right, and then you've got the Orioles who have faltered badly, the Guardians who have faltered badly, and this is what you have to say about both these teams. Look, it's one thing to have a great April, It's great to May, June, July. But you get to August. This is where your mettle gets tested. These are the dog days. That's why that deadline, you know, those tweaks that you make at the end of July are so important. And you've got to get some depth. You've got to, you know, obviously, you know, you've got pitchers now that are approaching what? 150, your starting pitchers are approaching 150 innings right now. I mean, you're seeing that situation in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's not contending, but, you know, Skeens goes tonight, but they're starting to think now he's probably got three or four more starts, and he's going to be on a very, very limited pitch count. They're going to keep him. I'm going to say they're going to look in the 60 to 75 at the tops pitch range in his rookie year. They're not going to blow the young arm out. They're not. You know, they look around at Strasburg, and, you know, Strasburg's now retired away from the game. We know what he went through. He was chronically injured. He was just, I mean, you can use him as an example, but it's not fair. Steven Strasburg was injured, like we say, getting out of bed in the morning. But he had congenital, it seemed, arm problems, just like just arm angle. Once he blew out the arm once, it was just a never-ending situation. All right, so you got that situation. Over in the National League, I don't know if we can say the same thing, but let's look. Divisional-wise, Phillies home free. Brewers beaten today, shut out 3-0 by St. Louis, home free. Dodgers, Diamondbacks, and Padres 4 out. Padres in a big series. That's why this Mets series is so huge. The Mets are playing well right now, but they're on the road. I mean, they're going out west, and this is where teams from the East Coast oftentimes go out there, and they get in that West Coast buzzsaw, and then you know what happens. Whammo. Their season can go south. Let's look at the wild card National League. We've got Dodgers, Phillies, Brewers winning divisions. Let's just say, let's hold with that. Dodgers win the division. Diamondbacks, Padres, Braves, Mets, Giants are legit. And you could even throw the Cardinals at 4.5 in there, but they're a game below 500. I know my buddy Dom will say, forget it. Just draw a line through the Giants, his Giants. They're not going to make it. So, really, you've got Diamondbacks, Padres, Braves, and you probably have an NL East, you know, Braves-Mets showdown. There's enough distance between the D-backs and Padres down to the Braves, so you're probably going to see the Mets and Braves just battle it out. Advantage who? I have to go to the schedule. You know, Atlanta strikes me as being weird. You look at the names on the Braves and you say, how can they possibly, you know, not beat out the New York Mets? But the Mets are starting to come around here. Alonso's not hitting right now, but Lindor is. They're getting that Winker trade. Jesse Winker came over from the Nats, had a big walk-off yesterday, 2 walk-offs in 3 days. Francisco Alvarez the other night, he had one. That was a big deal. What, on Tuesday night? I'm just trying to look at that lineup and see. Ventos has got what, 20 or 22 dingers. Starling Marte was out 2 months. Look, he's 35 years old. He still has a little bit of pop in his bat. Bader, you know, bottom of that. I mean, they've got some. Brandon Nemo's back, had a horrible error in that game night before last. Or was it last night? Night before last. I mean, they were the Orioles were up what, 7-1? Then it was 7-2. JD Martinez, you got to give him some credit. He obviously DHs and plays a little bit of outfield. He hits a big three-run home run. It's 7-5, and then Nemo makes a horrible error. In fact, there was 2 errors on the play, I do believe. And they got, you know, Gunnar Henderson had a little flare to left field. Nemo misplayed the ball, then made a stupid play. And then ultimately, actually it was the catcher, I think, who threw it down the left field line. But anyways, it was a horrific play. 9-5, the final. Baltimore wins it. But listen, the Mets won 2 out of 3, and now they go to San Diego. And San Diego's a team, and that's why I love, you know, and I paid attention. Last week we had Omar Vizquel on, and Omar, who's really analyzed it, he said, listen, I got a team for you. Because I was concerned about Cleveland. And, you know, Omar played there a long time when they were the Indians, the tribe. He basically said that he thinks the Indians will be okay. But, yeah, they've gone through a slump. They got to right the ship here. We shall see. The sons of Stephen Voigt, the skipper there, they got to get their act together. And then he said, listen, I'm going to give you a sleeper in the other league. And he said San Diego. And I've been paying attention. And the last time I watched, I paid a real close attention, was when San Diego had the Dodgers in town. Kershaw went up against Cease, and it was just a no-brainer. It was a no-match. Cease, he couldn't miss. I mean, he was hitting his spots. I think he gave up one run in 7 or 8. Kershaw had one of his worst performances. In fact, it was, I remember it like it was yesterday. Kershaw had a game recently against the Padres, which broke a tremendous streak. He did not have a single strikeout. You had to go back, I think, 14, 15 years, if ever, where Kershaw had a start and did not strike a batter out. And so that's an issue for the Dodgers to sort out, because the Dodgers, you know, a lot of people think they're vulnerable. I don't know. You know, I saw the quote the other night where, you know, now you got Mookie bat. You look at that Dodger lineup. Lux, even he had a big game the other night. They just, there's not really an easy out. It's hard to pitch around the Dodgers. It's almost like the Yankees. You know, you can say that you can pitch around the Yankees, but then you look at the lineup. And right now, the problem with the Yankees is Volpe. Volpe is in a miserable slump. And now they've dropped him down. I think he's hitting sixth or seventh in the batting order. And there's talking about shipping him down to Scranton Wilkes-Barre to see if he can get, you know, maybe just put him on the injured list for something. I don't know. And then put him down in the minor leagues, AAA, for a week or two and see if he can get his act together. Because Volpe, I mean, he's a heck of a player. I mean, he really is. I mean, New Jersey guy, Yankee through and through. But he is just, you know, you're seeing players hit walls right now. Dodgers today said goodbye to Hayward, you know, and Hayward was big part of that, you know, that Atlanta uprising. Obviously, when the Cubs won it in 16, Hayward was huge for the Cubbies. Listen, that's 8 years ago. Hayward's, what, 37 years old right now. I mean, he's at the end. And the Dodgers said, they need a left-handed bat. Kiermaier was out there. I saw Kiermaier 4 or 5 years ago with Tampa, and I thought, this guy is sensational. But Kiermaier right now is one of the, if I think he's the only left-handed bat that the Dodgers have coming off the bench. So you could see, you know, Hayward. And isn't it funny, the other night, Hayward hit a huge home run. His last shot, and Dave Roberts, the skipper, said, yeah, and what a way to go, because it was huge. And a come-from-behind win, I want to say. He hit a, I think it was a pinch-hit home run, too. I did not see it. But you know, you look at the divisional races in the National League, for all intents and purposes, they're over. The wild card's going to come down to Mets Braves. The drama's over in the American League East because teams are running out of gas. Cleveland looks gassed. Baltimore is taking on water. You know, I think Houston's safe in the West, and then, you know, Boston's up and down. The Red Sox are schizophrenic. You just don't know what you're going to get. Now, they're coming home. The Red Sox are off tonight. Here comes Arizona, and this ought to be a fascinating series. It really should be, because Arizona, this is uncharted waters going into Beantown. This is a weird spot for them. You know, a team from out west coming east. The Red Sox playing for their playoff lives. They have to stay in contact. You know, they have to stay within a game and a half back. And they got to take advantage of Fenway. But they've been a better team. The numbers back me up on this. The Red Sox have been a better team on the road than they have at quote-unquote friendly Fenway. It's been anything but friendly. All right, we'll come back. Closing comments. Some football on the airwaves tonight, but you're going to be watching scrubs. You're not going to be seeing starters. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
We'll be right back. Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Final segment, final few minutes here on a Thursday into a football Friday. You know, a lot of attention on, you know, Saturday with the start of college football. And obviously there's the game that's getting the most attention, obviously, is, you know, Florida State. And the last time we saw Florida State, they were getting beat 63-3 by Georgia. So you think Mike Norvell... You think Mike Norvell and the Seminoles don't want to put that game way, way back in the rearview mirror. Yeah, and Georgia Tech. And I think, obviously, Florida State should win that game, probably win it comfortably. But, you know, you just don't know. You just don't know. Your team's going over to Dublin. Next year, Iowa State, I know a lot of people, my neck of the woods, are planning that trip already. A lot of guys are doing it around golf and, late August, early September over in Dublin. Some friends of mine went over there last year for Notre Dame and Navy, had the time of their lives. You know, I spent 10 days over there. Wasn't one of these just one-offs. They loved it. But you look at Saturday, there's what? This is what you got Saturday. 11 o'clock Central, 12 East, 9 Pacific, Florida State, Georgia Tech. Montana State, New Mexico, which won't be horrible. SMU, Nevada, which the Mustangs will roll over the Wolfpack big. And then you got Delaware State, Hawaii. But you know what you got? You got football. That's what you got. And you got college football, which we love, right? So there you go. All right, Football Friday. Tomorrow, you're going to hear DJ Shields once again. We've also got some other stuff going on the weekend, which we'll save for our Football Friday tomorrow to tell you that Saturdays and weekends are really shaping up now that football is in the air. There's no question about it. We'll have more on the Ferentz situation at Iowa, and we look forward to it. Road shows coming up to New York on the U.S. Tennis Open, Michigan Ann Arbor for Texas Michigan on the 7th. So we got a lot to look forward to in the days and weeks ahead. Dominic Jimenez, you enjoy the rest of your weekend as his weekend starts. Daniel Ogden in tomorrow. Bailey Peck on the weekend. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe on Sports Byline. Adios.